today on Real Radio.
Do you want to know what the right thing is to do? Guess what? He wants to tell you more about the right thing to do than you want to do it, than you want to know. Oh, I wish I really knew what God would have me to do. Guess what? He wants you to know it more than you want to know it.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called The Spirit of God at Work, Part 3, continues now in a series called The God of Our Salvation, the book of Isaiah. Thanks for joining us today. God called the prophet Isaiah primarily to the nation of Judah and to the city of Jerusalem. Now, God wanted Judah to turn away from their sins and return to him so he could continue to bless them. Isaiah is also called the evangelical prophet of the Old Testament because God used him not only to share the good news of the coming Messiah, but also what will happen in the last days when Christ returns. In chapter 11 of Isaiah, we learn that a Messiah would come and that he will have two birthrights. He'll be born from the seed of David, and he'll have the spirit of holiness. Now, both birthrights point to the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Messiah will also have the spirit of the Lord on him and the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, and of might. The Messiah will also have the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Now, in part 3, we'll continue to see why these sevenfold spirits are so important and how Isaiah confirms to us that Jesus Christ is our salvation. So today, on day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that when Jesus returns, he'll rule with an all-knowing knowledge. There were times in his first ministry on earth when Jesus elected not to know certain things. This was to give us a better example of how to trust in the Father with fear or having a sense of awe and reverence towards him. And now, continuing his lesson called The Spirit of God at Work, Part 3, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
When you read the Old Testament, you find out that during the tribulation period, Christ somehow manifests or is involved in the wars that are levied against Israel to defend them during the tribulation period. What is going on? How does that look? I don't know. But how many times you've read in the Old Testament where God shows up in the battle and Israel, against all odds, the enemy is defeated and Israel comes out of the victory and Israel makes sacrifices and they say, Lord, you've done it today. David said that many times, that the Lord fought for us. Isn't that amazing? Yes. Isn't that kind of, it's wonderful, but kind of eerie? How does that happen? Today, I had to run to the store today in the middle of study, and it was okay. I needed a break, and so I ran to the store. And listen, getting out of the car today, and this is unusual for us. People back in the Midwest right now is like, oh, you guys are wimps. But we had actually had, there were lightning and thunder going on today, and it's pouring. And I'm thinking, man, I'm going across this parking lot, and I'm standing in a puddle of water. And what if it was a lightning strike? Man, and then this is my thought. Man, that sure looked, it's bad enough to get hit by lightning, but a pastor getting hit by lightning, that looks really bad. That's what I was thinking. Lord, a pastor getting hit by lightning? I mean, what will they say? What kind of sin was he involved in? But you think about how small you become in the manifestation of nature. God just moves his little finger and there's a cloud of... And it makes you feel this big. And God says, I will once again shake the earth. He's not fooling. Wow. The spirit of might. Jesus is coming back, and his face, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, is brighter than the sun. His eyes look like fire. And out of his mouth goes the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. How's that? You guys, we're going to see that. Now, thank God, we're going to be behind him. Just keep the sword in that direction. Again, you want to have a great bedtime reading, read Revelation 19. It's awesome. Number 6, the spirit of knowledge. This is the all-knowing knowledge of the Lord. Jesus exercised this at times in his ministry. He knew what some people were thinking at times when he wanted to know. Other times he chose not to know. There's times when he said things that there's just no way that a mere human could know. When Jesus taught, even the Pharisees said, "How is it that this man speaks like this with such authority? No man has ever spoken like this." The very one who creates life and all that there is the one speaking truth, and he knows how to speak it in such a way that it was presented perfectly. That's the danger of hearing the truth. That when the truth goes out, when Jesus spoke, or when the Holy Spirit is speaking, the magnitude of that. You ever had somebody speak to you and they're speaking truth and it just leaves you dumbfounded? You're just there. You're like, you're welded. That's profound. It's not of this world. I was talking to a pastor last night down in the San Diego area, and we were laughing because he said, "You know, man, isn't this crazy?" He said, "The other day I was just teaching, and we're on Sunday and teaching, and this is true. I got it. I know how this is, but I want to share with you." And it just causes you to just be humbled and joyously happy. He said, "Yeah," I'm teaching the Bible and going along, and I saw, and there are some people who they usually sit over here that, but they switch sides on me, and I was thinking during, and I'm teaching the Bible, and I'm thinking, what are they doing over there? They usually sit over there. I wonder what's happening. And you may think that's crazy, but I got to tell you, there's times when I'm teaching as well, and I'm learning from what's coming out of my mouth. It's my voice. It sounds like it's me putting the thoughts together, and I have nothing to do with it. And I'm going, oh my gosh, inside I'm going, whoa. It's not in the notes. I didn't read it. And it's pure truth because it aligns perfectly with the Word of God. And it's like, wow. God at work. The Spirit of God at work. I love the intoxicating power of God when He moves like that in my life. I hope you do too. There's nothing like it, you know. When the world comes and dangles its stuff in your life, ooh, give up on Jesus and do this. Are you kidding? What a joke. The sweetness of our God. The knowledge of the Lord. The spirit of spirit of knowledge. Number seven. This is it, seven. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. Wow. What does that word fear mean? The Bible says that we are to fear the Lord. What does that mean? The word means to be held or to be wrapped in the sense of awe and reverence. To fear God is to be perpetually mindful of God. There you go. Please don't think that to fear the Lord is to be scared of God. He doesn't want you scared of Him. What comes to mind when you think of the word to be scared? It's never good. Scared. Scared. Scary stuff is torment. Isn't it amazing? Little kids don't want to be scared. Little kids are normally scared of the dark. I'm with them. Little kids want a light on. Isn't that amazing? I think that's awesome. Scared. Afraid and scared. Growing up, I used to say a scared. That's super scary. It's both afraid and scared at the same time. That's not what God would have us to be. We're not supposed to be a scared of God. We're supposed to be full of the fear of the Lord, to be wrapped in His awe. When the ground shakes in an earthquake and you know you're going to survive it. It's not going to kill you. You can tell. She says, "Well, this one's not going to kill me." Once you realize, you know, this is okay. Because, you know, we've been here. We've born and raised here, right? You can kind of feel it. It's like, okay, it's coming from that direction by the view, by the way of everything fell. It's from that way. And it's rolling. So it happened further away. God bless and hope those people are okay. But it's a roller, which means it's distant. And we're going to make it, but how big do you feel at that moment when you're like, whoa? You feel like an inch tall, don't you? And when it's over, you just go, whoa. That's kind of like awe. To see something that is abnormal or to experience something that causes you to stand there and realize there's nothing I can do about this. A couple of weeks ago, my daughter and I went out to Dana Point and went out to oh my goodness, it was less than 2 miles off the coast. Just remarkable surfacing. We saw 4 blue whales. You know what a blue whale is? Biggest thing on the planet, bigger than any dinosaur that's ever lived. And through a freakish whole thing, they're here now because of some, it's a long story, but they now, one of the largest gatherings of blue whales, estimated 2,200 blue whales off our coast. And when the first one came up, the captain of the boat freaked out because he said that according to his instrumentation, that this whale was about 90 feet long. 90 feet long. It's 115 feet from this back wall to those back doors. So almost the entire distance from the back doors to this wall. And let me tell you something. We're on this boat, and it's just, okay. And then when this thing came up, and the guy had been telling us, its heart is the size of a Volkswagen. When it's pumping blood, and he gave all the stats, it was like mind-boggling. It's like, what? Its baby, when the calf is born, the calf grows from birth. It's, when it's born, when it comes out of the whale, it's 200 pounds. When it starts nursing, it grows 8 pounds an hour. When it came up, we're like, okay, yeah. When it comes up, this thing comes up, and you can see it coming up. When it comes up, and it goes, let me tell you something. I got goosebumps remembering it right now. I'm like, oh, well, that's a whale. When that thing came up, I went, oh, man! And you feel really odd. There's something so from another world. And it came up and it sounded just like you and I breathing. It was awesome. And immediately my mind went to the book of Job that God made the great sea creatures of the deep. He did that. That's our God. And it puts the fear of the Lord in you. To know that he knows everything that you and I need to know. That's awesome to me. What do I need to know about this situation? God knows. Don't panic. What do we do? God knows. Take it easy. Here's the amazing thing. He knows what you need to know. And here's, it gets better. You think, do you want to know what the right thing is to do? Guess what? He wants to tell you more about the right thing to do than you want to do it, than you want to know. Oh, I wish I really knew what God would have me to do. Guess what? He wants you to know it more than you want to know it. We just need to learn how to listen. We need to tune our dial like the radio. Radio, does anybody even own radios anymore? You know what I'm talking about? Those of us around 50, 60, 100 years old, you remember you tune the little dial to the frequency and then you'd get it. We need to tune into God. We got all this noise cluttering our lives. We need to tune into him. Maybe God has been speaking to you in life. Maybe all of a sudden you're becoming aware that God may be speaking to you. Maybe through situations. Sometimes the Bible says it's just the goodness of God that wakes a man up. Amen. Man, God's been good to me. Yes. I'm going to find out who he is. You can choose to keep living your life the way that you're doing it. It's hard. And it's going to get tougher. Or you can come to know him. He knows it all. And when you see this stuff happening, now, the stuff that's going on in the world right now, it makes us sick because it's unrighteous, but at the same time, it's like, Jesus said there'd be days like this. And there's peace.
Did you see what happened? And
yeah. Bible said there'd be days like this. It's terrible, isn't it? But the Bible says this would happen. It doesn't mean we roll over and play dead. We stand for righteousness, right? We don't surrender. Well, you know, the Bible said there'd be days like this, so I'm just going to stay in bed all day. No, you get up and you stand for righteousness. And listen, that's so true that I'm going to heaven because of what Jesus did for me on the cross. I could say, I'm going, see ya. But the love of Christ and him, he wants to speak through me. He wants to speak through you to tell others, we want you with us. Isn't that weird? We want you to be with us. You may be here tonight and you might say, I don't like Christians. Okay, I get that. And you guys are crazy. Maybe. There goes your list of how crazy and ugly and wicked Christians are. But you know what? Isn't it strange that we crazy Christians really pester you? We witness to you. We tell you about Jesus. We pray for you. We leave tracks in your lunchbox and stuff, you know, and email you a happy Bible verse of the day. And why do we do that? We don't want to bother you like that. It's just that, you know what? We know how this ends. We know how this whole gig comes to a close. And we want you to be with us. That's why we put up with your grief. Because we know something you don't know. You're going to hell. No, you're going to hell. I was going to hell once. And then somebody said, you're going to hell. And I thought, well, I don't want to go to hell. Listen, Jesus died so you can go to heaven. And we want you to go with us. So let's pray right now, and you can decide heaven or hell. Smoking, non-smoking. It's your choice. He's done it all. He's paid for it all. You just have to accept that. Father, we come to you tonight, and we ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, the precious Son of God, Jesus Christ, who submitted himself to the cross, the very men, the Roman guards who nailed him to the cross, you gave them life. You knew them as babies. You watched them all their lives. The very nails, the iron that was assembled to make that Roman nail was by your design. The mallet that drove that nail into your hands, you gave man the understanding of how to make one. The wood that you were strapped to, nailed to, you created. And you did all that. And the very world that you made, your dead body lay inside a tomb. The very stone that was carved out of the rock that you've made was rolled away. And you rose in newness of life. For all time and eternity, the risen Son of God, who paved the way, our forerunner, Jesus, the priest, the pastor, the shepherd of our souls, all because my sin had separated me from you. My friend, tonight you're here and your sin has separated you from God. And maybe he's speaking to you tonight and you need to get that dealt with between you and he. Don't delay and don't wait. If you hear him speaking, you respond to him now. But if tonight you want to become a follower of Jesus Christ, worshiper of Almighty God, and that in doing so, you confess, you agree right now that you are a sinner, you've broken his law, and you've had your sin debt racked up, and you're asking for your debt to be removed, your sin to be paid, and you realize Jesus is the only one who can do that. Well, heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Maybe tonight that's you. Are you coming to Christ tonight? As I look across this sanctuary, would you raise your hand? And you're saying, by raising your hand, Pastor, that's me. God bless you in the back. Anyone else? Up front here. In the very, very back to my right. God bless you over here on the side. God bless you as well. Isn't it amazing? Incredibly simple, because God did it. You can put your hands down. If you would just pray this prayer right now, right where you're at, mean it. Even though I'll give it to you, it doesn't matter, but do you mean it? Dear Jesus, forgive me now of my sins. I am corrupt. I have sinned. I have failed. And I'm asking you, God, to wash me inside. Go to work in my mind and my heart and wash me clean. Put your spirit in my life. Live your life, God, out through me. I can't save myself, but you're the Savior. Change me now. Thank you for dying for me on the cross and being risen from the dead. And if you prayed that prayer tonight, at the end of this song, I'm going to ask you to come and get a Bible. It'd be a great thing for you to come and get a Bible, and that we can make sure that you get signed up for our next baptism that's coming up very shortly. How fun will that be? What an amazing moment. What an amazing God.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called The Spirit of God at Work, Part 3. Glad you could take the time to join us today. God is always desiring to have a personal relationship with you and with me. And you know, the truth is, His Spirit is always working in our behalf. The Spirit of God at Work, Part 3, is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before He was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. If you've received Christ as your personal Savior and you're new in your Christian walk, or maybe you've recently rededicated your life to the Lord, we'd love to hear about it. Simply go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and click on the Contact tab. We've also got a Devotions tab there at our website to help you stay close to the Lord, along with Bible scriptures for encouragement and strength. Pastor Jack posts a new devotion once a week and gives you easy access to his previous devotions. You can also subscribe to our devotional newsletter when you provide us with your email address. One more time, it's all at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. We're excited to let you know that Pastor Jack has recommended a book of the month for May. It's called Haley's Bible Handbook. Haley's Bible Handbook makes the wisdom and the message of the Bible accessible to everyone. Whether you read the Bible many times, or maybe you've never checked it out before, you'll find insights into the religious culture, along with maps and settings in which each story of the Bible unfolds. Haley's Bible Handbook is written for both mind and heart, and it's completely revised and updated. There are also easy-to-understand sections on how we got the Bible and the history of the church. So head on over to our website and purchase your copy of Haley's Bible Handbook for yourself. Or maybe even for someone you know who needs a little extra help in studying the Bible. Again, you'll find Haley's Bible Handbook. That's at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Hey, here's our phone number if you should need it. It's 877-RR-RADIO. That's a toll-free phone call. 877-777-2346. Also, here's the address. Jot this one down. P.O. Box 1273. Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.